Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, it's just you and me, folks. I've got something on my mind. Before I do that, I want to remind you my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Anything you hear on the radio that you want to go listen to again, you want to hear something else, you want to pick up a website you forgot or something like that, just go back to our website and check it out there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I want to talk about some of the things that we talked about yesterday in this webcast that I did with the Bloomberg folks and Cisco and the cable industry. All three of those came together to produce this webcast yesterday that Steve Hilton and I conducted together. And so what we were talking about is the idea of web-based tools, and also known nowadays more and more known as cloud computing. Sometimes you'll hear the term SaaS, software as a service. In the old days, if you've been listening to my show for very long, if you could hearken back to even 98 or 99, you probably heard me using the term ASP. Application service provider. If you've been around a while, you probably heard that term. Well, guess what, folks? It's all the same thing. ASPs, SaaS, web-based tools, cloud computing, in the clouds, all those are different terms for basically the same thing, and that is processing power that resides in the cloud. Now, how does it reside in the cloud? What that means is it doesn't reside on your desktop. You didn't have to download a piece of software or pop a CD into your computer or put a floppy into your computer and download or transfer the program over onto your hard drive. You know, if you have Windows, if you have a Microsoft Office, let's say, Microsoft Office is a resident program, hard software program that sits on your desktop. And is driven that processing power is driven from your desktop, and that's the way we did business with computers for years and years, right? Decades. But since ASP, since the internet came along, this processing power is much of that can now be available, as we say, in the cloud, because it resides on the provider's servers. And the capability is delivered to you in incremental units as you need it. You can rent it basically. The power and the bandwidth is kept on the provider's hard drives, their servers, and you go and get it whenever you need it, and you link up, as we say, in the clouds over the internet. You link up with them over the in that way. And the benefits are that you don't have to buy the software. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for software. You can pay a little bit every month, let's say, or every year for access to that program. And there are a number of benefits. Number one, it doesn't have to be on your hard drive. Number two, you can access it from anywhere, not just on your desktop. If you leave your hard drive and you leave your computer and you go somewhere else, if the capability is in the cloud, you can access it from wherever you are. And when there are updates, it's always updated. So if you go there today and use the program as it is today, and overnight they have an update, if you're doing business with somebody in the cloud, guess what? It's updated. Whereas if you have it on your desktop, on your hard drive, you got to get the upgrade. You got to make that happen, right? So, it can save you money, can save you time, can make you more versatile, give you more capability, and it can help make you more competitive. It can definitely, though, save you money. Now, Here's some examples of cloud computing. Gmail is cloud computing. Google Calendar is cloud computing. If you're doing any kind of social networking, social media, you're on Facebook. If you're connecting with people on Twitter, that's cloud computing, my friends. There's a number. Anytime you have the ability to buy a capability on an incremental basis, a monthly or something like that, anytime you have that capability, that's cloud computing. And because you could, and especially if they ask you, for example, to establish a username and password, when that happens, you're using cloud computing, using web-based tools. And so more and more of the things that you do online are going to be based on web-based tools, based on cloud computing. And I'll tell you, folks, this is something that you probably don't realize all the times you're using it right now. But I want you to continue to think about this. I want you to continue to embrace the cloud, embrace web-based tools, because it will save you money, it will make you more effective, will make you more competitive. And the more you use these things, the more you'll see where these opportunities are coming in, especially to save money, especially to be more competitive. I've got to go. I'm going to take a quick break. Come back after these messages. We're going to be talking with Jim Ostroff. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. We're going to find out what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world these days. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.